Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much, Lord. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so merciful. We will never have sufficient words to thank you for all that you are and all that you have done. Hallelujah. Like that psalmist said, Lord, O Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, our God. Amen. Well, welcome to our service today. Thank you for joining us. As many of us are here with us in this room and those that are online with us, I think we should, while I have you standing, we should take our confessions and then I'll have you sit down and then I'll do my, just record everything I say, because everything I say will be very significant. So that way, we've done the confession, you sit down and then I don't have you get up again, and then we can go into the word and do communion. Amen. Amen. Welcome, Mrs. Omeru. We're glad to have you. Hallelujah. You look skanky, skanky. I'm seeing that all the way from here, right? Skanky, skanky. Welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Praise God for keeping you. Hallelujah. We do not take it for granted. Our God is so good. Amen. All right, you're ready for that 2026 confession? Let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy them. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender, in this season is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible, and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry, and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. I speak life over God's people today. I speak life over the dreams of God's people. I speak life over the visions that God has given. I speak life over his properties. I speak life over the future that is ahead of us. I speak life over the seasons that are here and the seasons that are forthcoming. I speak life over every assignment that God has given. We speak life in the name of Jesus. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Woo! Please go ahead and be seated. Hallelujah. He is so faithful. He is so worthy. I just really want to thank God for all of you, everyone that's here with us, and those that are joining us online. Thank you for being with us today. Hallelujah. I also want to thank God for this season. Oh, we have a guest. Oh, thank you so much for worshiping with us today. So you haven't been welcomed yet. No? No. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. We pray that the Lord blesses you and the Lord answers your questions. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Amen. So to everyone, thank you for being here with us today. I'm just really thankful. I want to take a couple of minutes first to thank our pastors, our ministers, everyone who has served over the last, I think we've been out for about 3-4 weeks or so. It feels like shorter than that, but okay. I haven't been counting. We've just been enjoying the presence of God. It's been amazing out here. You guys have had so much fun without us. And I'm telling you, every service. Well, just back up a little bit. Open Heavens in Columbus was really a life changer. So many things have happened since Open Heavens in Columbus. I'm so thankful for so many testimonies that we have received, so many great things that the Lord is doing in so many people's lives, so many things that have been shared. It's truly amazing what Open Heavens in Columbus was. Beyond all of the blessings and all of the great things that the Lord has done through it, Open Heavens also represents a vision shift. And of course, I didn't realize it at the time. I just know that a lot was going on that weekend. That was really, really different. Both the preparation leading up to it, the Saturday afternoon, the Saturday night, everything that was going on. And then the service, the full service on Sunday was so amazing. The Lord really blessed us. I mean, for the first time in a long time, I felt this sensing of the Lord sending us into uncharted waters, a territory that was unfamiliar and hostile in the spirit, and giving us authority to take over things for him right there in that territory. Amen. And we were only there for just a few hours, but God did some amazing things there. Amen. But since Open Heavens, I mean, look at this. I mean, these services that we have heard here back at home, both in Cleveland and in Akron. Glory to God. I know in Akron, you guys have been having so much fun. Hallelujah. Minister Paul isn't here today, right? Is he strong? He's strong. Yes, if he was here, I was going to ask him to come and sit beside you, sit beside his family. So when next he comes to church, have him sit next to you, right next. And let him, every time he sits by his family, let it be a declaration to the enemy. Let the enemy know that he's planning on being here a long time. Very, very long time. Very, very long time. He's going to be here a long, 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 long time. Hallelujah. And let him just take his seat right there beside you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As far as you can see, is that what you've been preaching on? That's amazing. Those outlines are just amazing. And of course, here in Cleveland, Pastor Muiwa ministered on this same different season, same God. Is that what that was? Different season. Amazing. Amazing. Glory to God. And Pastor Kermit, the first two, you have actually done most of the ministry, really, because we just loaded on you. Since you had that, your 50th birthday celebration, we just decided, all right, since you brought the whole world together, just give us some of this grace, right? And oh my goodness, what an anointing. I just want to thank God for all of our pastors. Let's thank God for all of them. Glory to God. Blessing us so much. And praise team, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Our ministers, our deacons, deaconesses. Deaconess Maria, I'm telling you, there's just something different about this. There's a grace on your life. You know, there's something that God wants to do through you. So I hope that you are ready. I hope you are in a place where you are ready to take your next steps forward, because there's just such a grace and an anointing upon your life. one of those services where she ministered. I think that was out of, was that Isaiah 62 or was that Isaiah 61? What was that Isaiah? One of those Isaiahs. Oh my goodness. It was just like 5 minutes, but I'm telling you, that was something. Yeah, so I trust God that you are ready to release yourself so you can take that next step that the Lord has for you, because you are a boatload of grace, and there's an anointing upon your life. Amen. And of course, I really want to thank God, Pastor Kermit. So those services, he did most of the ministry. The one that I've listened to that message now just a few times. And if you weren't there when he ministered that, you should go listen. It has to be one of the most powerful messages that we have received this year. I mean, this entire 2026. I think that was the Sunday before the last ELO. What did you title that? When Life Happens or something like that? Or is that what you called it? Is that what you, when you were talking about Joshua and the captain showing up and all those different things? There was something about that message. It's truly amazing. And you may not know it, but I just want you to know this. You know, I saw something that day. I saw something. And I can't tell you what I saw, but just know I saw something. That's all you need to know right now. And then you will know later what else it was that I saw. But there was, there was such a grace, such an anointing on that word. I mean, everything was in that message. There was teaching, there was preaching, there was prophetic declaration, there was apostolic, everything. Everything was in that message. And then he finished, he was cracking a joke. And I was telling Pastor Tinu, you know, he finished, he was closing out, he cracked this joke. He said, you guys, I hope you are going, you know, taking your family out and for sure, so that they can have show and tell, right? And you all were laughing. But you know what I saw in the spirit, even with the joke, there was no drop in the anointing in that service. Even with the joke, even with laughing after a powerful message, there was no drop in there. So you could just tell there was something really big going on out there. So, you know, God, there's higher dimensions out there for you pastors. I'm so thankful that God called us together as a team. I'm really thankful. I'm really, really thankful. Praise God. One more time, let's thank God for our pastors. Glory to God. God bless you. And of course, Pastor Brian is doing an amazing work in Charlotte. I haven't been there lately, but I know that the Lord is really helping them. They are one stone, one brick after the other, and the Lord is helping them go forward. Amen. And so our pastors international, thank you. God bless you, Pastor Ashishi. Their family had a great testimony this past week. Hallelujah. Past few days, amen. Their son, Ansh, I think that's how they has the right pronunciation, got admission to a doctorate program, med school, a medical school in India. We're also proud of Ansh. I remember when he was doing the exam, when he was getting ready and all of that, they actually, one of the meetings we had, I think it was by Zoom or by phone, I can't remember, and he actually asked specifically for prayers for his son, and we prayed for him right there. And I'm so thankful that door has opened to that young man. it's going to be awesome. Glory to God. We're very excited. So many testimonies. So did you guys now get, so is your place now secure?
Yeah, we're waiting
for the draft. He's drafting his agreement, his contract and everything. I just want to thank God because that's, the Lord opened a door to the Akron Church to move to their own place. Glory to God. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. I'm really excited for you all and what the Lord is going to do for you and with you. And we are all going to be a part of it. Amen. Very excited. You know, I'm hoping since you proposed that He starts from September. I'm hoping that you guys actually do start in September, and then we can plan a celebration to come and dedicate the place in October. So in October, we should have a back-to-back celebration, right? We are going to go to the United Kingdom and Europe in October, the first 2 weeks of October. We have a special assignment there. But when we get back, we want to come for a back-to-back celebration. We're going to have that one in Akron, by God's grace. And then we're going to come to Cleveland and have our anniversary celebration. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be life-changing. Glory to God. So I'm really excited for you guys and the things that the Lord is going to do with you. And the Lord is putting things in place already. It's going to be amazing. Amen. Forgive me. I'm going to go into the message in just a minute. I just want to mention to you, when the Lord had us start out almost 25 years ago, Abundant Life, one of the instructions he gave was to put all of our focus in the United States and send missionaries. Just send missionaries and send money, monetary help to help missions. And we've done that really for almost 25 years. We've just sent people all over the world to some of the darkest places in the world. But at the same time, when he gave that assignment back then at the beginning, he did say that at some point he was going to, when the appointed time came, he was going to have me personally take the gospel out to the uttermost parts of the world. And you all know, that's me and Pastor Tinu, as you know. You all know through the years, we've just been just doing a lot of the work that God has assigned us to do right here in the United States. Amen? So we're very excited about the foundation that has been laid and the future, and we're going to continue to build. We're going to continue to plow. Shortly, not too long after the Open Heavens in Columbus, I know that Columbus itself, the Open Heaven service itself, was a life changer. And, many times I stood there, especially that Saturday night as we were setting up, I saw all these people set, little children, young people, older people, everybody was just kind of getting these halls ready. And I know these were some of the things we did at the beginning of the ministry. I mean, long even before America happened. Way back in Africa, these were some of the things we did. We would go into territories. We would do services. I'll never forget one particular crusade we did in Makurdi. Makurdi is what's the bearing in Nigeria? Southwest, south, middle. Well, yeah, but it's closer towards the north, right? It's anyway. And I'll never forget, and some of our pastors from way back then, we went to different places with different churches, and we just set up in places, territories that we had never been before. And, the Lord will anoint each of us, and we'll just minister. We, of course, collaborated with a lot of churches in the areas and just ministered, and great outpourings and great testimonies and great things that the Lord did. And year after year, to be quite honest, almost 40 years ago, this is how we got started in the ministry, long before Abundant Life even happened in America. So, but I know that as I looked and as I watched in Columbus, I know, it took me all the way back. And it wasn't long after that I started sensing this shift in the spirit, to be quite honest with you, in the vision. If you look at our 2026 confession, he says this is our year of vision shift. I did not even really realize that at the time. But a few weeks later, the Lord said, it's time. And I want you to begin to take the gospel yourself, personally, to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And obviously, this was our assignment from the very beginning. And, it's also, that's part of why I enjoyed a lot of the ministry so much, because with our pastoral team, they do their part, we do our part. You know, when I am scheduled to minister, I come in, I minister, and I enjoy everything. But, time is short. Hallelujah. time is short, and none of us is getting younger. And I thank God He renews and replenishes our strength. But these next few years are going to be very busy for us with a lot of international ministry. And we're going to start in October. We're just going to go and do a few things in the United Kingdom and Europe. When we come back, then we're going to start planning our first African nations trip. And we're going to go maybe early in 2027, by God's grace, to a few nations in Africa. We're going to go to Nigeria. We're going to go to Ghana. We're going to go, you know. And then we're going to start putting things together even for some of the conferences. The Lord said, go and do international book tours. Take a lot of the publications around the world, He said. And we're going to take our books and we're going to do global book tours. We're going to go around nations of the world and we're going to take the gospel with us. Amen. Glory to God. And, you know, Asia, when we're done with Africa, we'll pick a few nations in Asia. I don't know if we'll go to India next year, but it's very close. Amen. And then Australia is on our list now. Amen. Australia is on our list. Because just about 2 weeks ago, we found out our publications, books, are being actively downloaded and purchased in Australia. We don't know anyone there. So God's opened doors that we have not even knocked on. So when we get ready, we're going to put things together and go and do a major conference in Australia and take the gospel with us. Hallelujah. It's going to be glorious. We are all going to be busy because we have a local community to reach. Amen. Here. So I'm not the only one who's going to be busy. You are going to be busy. And if you don't reach your community, it will not be reached. I've done my part. I've laid the foundation. So the kind of thing we did just last Easter, we did it here in Cleveland. That food drive to help the homeless, we're going to do it again during our anniversary service in October. Glory to God. We might do something like that in Akron. Remember, we also did it in Columbus during Open Heavens. We went out there to that food bank and we blessed them. Amen. And they did it in North Carolina. They had a very major one in North Carolina, in Charlotte, actually. Pastor Brian and Minister Perry and their team. And the Lord really blessed them. Amen. And so locally, this work is going to advance. Amen. We're going to continue to push it. Amen. But when I say we, I mean you too. Amen. All of us. We all have a part to play. Nobody's going to be sitting around spoon-feeding adults. You know, all of us are going to work. And, you know, it's one of the challenges that the Lord's given me to give to you. The same anointing, the same spirit that is over my life is over this ministry. Amen. And, you know, we're going to celebrate 25 years next year, by God's grace, if the Lord tarries. I think we're going to do it in Charlotte, I think, during Open Heavens or something. I'm not sure yet. But in 25 years, there's an anointing on this ministry. There is a grace of God upon this ministry. So all of us need to walk in that grace. It's time. All of us need to step up. Amen. Don't be squeezing your faces at me now. I said all of us need to step up. Children and young people, adults, all of us, older people, everybody, all of us need to step up. You remember what the Lord said to them? Go you into all the world and do what? And preach the gospel. That's what He said to them. So all of us, whether it's helping people in our communities, and if you don't reach your communities will not be rich. I'm just telling you right now. So if we have events or whatever we do, if you guys don't reach your communities, when we come to Akron, when we dedicate that, your sanctuary, is one of the things we're going to put in the ground. We have to reach the community there. If you don't reach that community, That's on you. If in Cleveland we don't reach our community, you guys are happy to carry on the way this is, it won't be reached. Angels are not going to come and reach these communities. God is counting on us. Amen. So there's a lot of work to be done, but grace is available. Glory Amen. To God. I said grace is available. Let's give the Lord a praise in this house. I just, you know, I'm going to minister very short. Bear with me. It's not going to be long at all. I turned off my alarm, so it doesn't stop me after 5 minutes. But, you know, these 2026 confessions, they just do something to me. They, you know, I mean, I can't get over it. I just can't get over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's truly amazing. The word of God and how his word is working in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
The train is moving. Let's move with him. There's a song we used to sing when we were in college almost 40 years ago. The cloud of glory is moving. Let's move with the cloud.
Amen.
There's a cloud of glory moving.
Amen.
There's a cloud of glory moving. And all of us, there should be no spiritual midgets in the house.
Amen.
All of us. Make a change. This is 2026. It's August. We still have a few months to go this year.
Yes.
Let's make a change.
Amen.
I mean, let's just rise up and let's move forward.
Amen.
Let's not keep dancing around the same things. Let's put on the armor of God.
Yes.
And let's take the place that God has given to us.
Amen.
Is anybody excited in this house?
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, let's read a couple of verses in the scripture and I'll close out today. I'll finish this, or well, won't finish, I'll carry it on next week. Luke chapter 5. Glory to God. Incredible, unconventional, and supernatural. Somebody say those words with me. Incredible, unconventional, and supernatural. Say those words with me one more time. Incredible, unconventional, and supernatural. Amen. In Luke chapter 5, from verse 17. Thank you, Emma. Let's read that in the Amplified. Look on the screen, it's right there. Let's read that from the Amplified. One of those days, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come from every village and town of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present with him to heal them. So all these people were gathered together. The presence of God was right there. The Lord wanted to do something, but God was waiting for them to do something. That's the way it always happens. Many times, you know, I've heard people say, I'm just waiting for God to do something. I'm just waiting for God to do something. And many times, God is always looking at them and saying, I'm just waiting for you to do something. Because everything you need, the grace has been given unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The grace is available. The presence of God is right here. The vision, the dreams have been given to you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of God is here. So then, that means God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. He's just waiting for us to do something.
Yes. Yes.
We are not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Like those four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7. Remember, several months ago, just before open heavens, I ministered this message on this pulpit. And I said, one of the most important, most powerful questions anybody's ever asked was the question asked by those lepers. Can you find that verse of scripture for me? It's in 2 Kings chapter 7. I'm not sure if it's verse 4 or verse 5. They said, God bless you, those four lepers, they sat there. They said, why sit we here until we die? Can you find that scripture for me? Verse 3, thank you. Let's read verse 3 together. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? That's a great question. Because God already gave the word. God already, and what was the word God gave? Look at the word. Verse 1, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. That is, God was saying something that seems impossible is going to happen in 24 hours. Hallelujah. God says something that seems impossible is going to happen in 24 hours. And it was so impossible, naturally speaking, that one of the know-all people who was standing there, he was an assistant to the king. He said, even if God opens windows in heaven, how is that going to ever happen? So sometimes that's how people think. See, because they are so stuck to natural. Because everything they know is natural. Everything begins from what they know and it ends with what they know. I like your shoes, Dikin Fuenge. I like those boots. Those are lovely boots. I like, I'm not allowed to love them, but I like them. And they look great on you. Did Dickness buy them for you? You bought them yourself. You have good eyes. I like that. Those are good boots. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, for many people, everything is natural. Everything is natural. It begins from what they see and it ends with what they see. If the Lord sends them on assignment to do something, they start thinking in their minds, oh, what do I have? How am I going to get this? I'm going to have, oh, oh, oh. You know, everything is natural. If God gives them a mandate, they start thinking natural, natural, natural. Who do I know? Who can I call? Who can I connect with? And yet God does incredible things. He does them in unconventional ways. And he does them supernaturally. Amen. That means God will use your natural, but he will use your natural as a minute part of what he's going to do to get his job done. Yes. God always uses the natural, right? He uses people, right? God can use a child. God can use an adult. God uses natural things, but God, the natural thing that God uses is not at the center of his plan. God just needs a vessel he can work with. You remember that time when there was a famine in the land and Elijah, you know, there was nobody had any food. Nobody, and God said to him, go to the brook. I have already commanded. In the brook. And what did he command? He commanded ravens to bring him food at the brook. It did not make sense. If that man had argued with God, he would have missed the blessing for that season. Oh, hear me, church. There are blessings in every season of your life that require that you can hear the voice of God. That require. I can't remember when it was. Must have been sometime around March of this year, March, April. This particular line in our 2026 confession just kept reverberating in my spirit. Just kept. I kid you not. I'll wake up and I'll be hearing this in my spirit. This particular stanza here. God said, he's given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. Then, you know, I started speaking it more and more and more and more. And then later on in the year, I found out, okay, this there's something to this. Because then the Lord started to give us assignments. He started to make some assignments very clear to me that made it very obvious to me we have to have treasures that are hidden in darkness. You cannot do this without treasures that are hidden in darkness. And then he started to reveal some of those treasures. Amen. Hallelujah. He started to show some of those treasures. And he started to say, this is how you are going to do this. And it's still a discovery for me because I think we're just on the path. We just started. The next few years are going to be very busy. They are going to be extremely busy. If the vision God gave you, your salary can pay for it. Check it. It's not from God. That vision is not from God. If you have any dream that you believe God gave you, and your income can pay for that dream, it is not from God. Because God will never give you anything that doesn't require faith. He will never do it. Everything begins with faith. Let's go back to that scripture. I hope I'm not boring you. This is going to be very short. I'm just happy. I'm just having so much fun. The next few years are going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited about it. Look at this scripture in Luke chapter 5. These people were sitting right there. The Bible says the power of God was there to heal them, but nobody was getting sick and nobody was getting healed until a paralyzed man came in. And how did that paralyzed man come in? Through the roof. He did something unconventional. And when he did something unconventional, God did the incredible. Do you see this in your Bible? It came to pass, they were come, every man out of the towns of Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present in verse 17. And verse 18, they brought, behold, some men were bringing on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. And they tried to carry him in and lay him before Jesus. And they couldn't. Finding no way, they said, there was no way. This is impossible. Finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd. Then they went up on the roof. And they lowered the man with his stretcher through the tiles into the mist in the front of Jesus. Listen, folks, that's faith.
Amen.
Many times people think, oh, faith is, you know, faith is what I think. Faith is what I feel. I have faith. No. Faith is the element of your conviction and confidence in God that makes you do something to change what is impossible and make it possible. I was reading in this book. This book is almost 10 years old, by the way. I was reading this book a few days ago, and I saw a couple of things that caught my attention. One of the sections there, he says, you will never achieve anything of worth on this earth if you are not willing to take steps and strides of faith. You will never, you can think about it, you can dream about it, you can write it down, but you will never achieve anything of worth on this earth if you are not willing to take steps and strides of faith. Then he asked the question, what is faith? What is faith? If you feel bored, just encourage yourself. I'm wrapping up. He said, what then is faith? He said, faith is a spiritual principle that taps into the creative power of God made available through his word. Look at that. Faith is a spiritual principle that taps into the creative power of God made available through his word, whereby, listen to this, whereby man or woman, man can transform conditions, circumstances, and situations in the natural realm over which God has given him authority.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
Let's go and preach that in Australia. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! Listen to this one more time. Faith is a spiritual principle that taps into the creative power of God made available through his word, whereby man can transform conditions, circumstances, and situations in the natural realm over which God has given him authority. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Do you know what that means? When people say, I wish this will change. I wish this will. It will not change by wishing. It will only change by faith. And faith is a spiritual principle that does something. It takes hold. Somebody say you have cancer, you will die. Faith says, I will live. I choose to live. Whatever needs to happen to get me from where I have cancer to where I live, my faith is ready to possess it. I don't know how long the process may be. Maybe it will take 2 years. Maybe it will take 5. Maybe if you take 10, I don't care. Maybe for like Abraham, maybe it will take 25. I don't care. What I do know is I believe the word of God. I lay hold on the word of God. And I choose to live regardless of the diagnosis. That's faith. And so everything that is needed, whatever is needed in the natural, whatever is needed in the spiritual, whatever is needed in the medical, whatever is needed, I'm ready to do it. And I'm not just ready to do it in my mind. I'm ready to take active steps and strides to get from where I believe for it to where I actually possess it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. The Bible, let me close right here. The Bible says, look at that on your screen. It says, finding nowhere to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof. They lowered him with his stretcher through the tiles into the mist in front of Jesus. All right? Go on to the next verse. And when Jesus saw their confidence in him springing from their faith. Look at that. When Jesus saw their confidence in him springing from their faith. Let me ask you, was their confidence springing from their faith? Was it by them sitting at home and wishing that their friend would get healed? How about when they got to where they thought they would find healing and the door was closed because the crowd filled the place and there was no way for them to get in? Was their confidence revealed by their going back? Do you know how many Christians have gone back? They say it's too hard. It's too hard. Maybe I could do it if I came from another nationality. Maybe I could do it if my ethnic whatever was different. But this is too hard for someone like me. Do you know how many people have gone back home saying that? Do you know how many, if you look at it recently, not too long, maybe a year or two ago, our son was sharing these statistics with us where he was still in college back then. So this is not 2 years ago. This is probably like 3 or 4 years ago. He was doing this particular thing, program, a thesis, and he was doing, he was researching on the number of black males that dropped out of medical school. The proportion of black males to other races, other ethnic groups that dropped out. They started, they enrolled, but they dropped out of medical school. And he was writing this, researching the reasons that were responsible for. The highest level of dropouts were amongst the black people. They enrolled. They started. They said, we want to do it. But 1 year into it, 2 years into it, they say it's too hard. We can't do it. And the amazing thing about it is Because we read some of the thesis and some of the things that he discovered in the research. Some of the reasons that they were given for dropping out. You read some of these reasons and you think, wow. And some of them say, you know, some of them drop out because they don't have family support. It's very important to have family support. But if you have a dream, most people who accomplish a dream don't do it with family support. They do it alone. They do it in spite of the odds. They knock on doors and everybody is telling them it's too late, forget it, you are too old. You can't. This door is not for people like you. And they just keep knocking and they just keep until the door opens. But in this research, one of the biggest reasons for which people, black young men, were dropping out of med school training was because they said they didn't have family support. Or they didn't have the resources. Like, okay, you know, to do med school, you know, you have to, it's a lot of things. You have to do a lot of things outside of the classroom. You may have to join something online. What's that thing that they were, there was that thing where people do when they are doing MCAT and stuff like, You have to enroll in some of these things. You have to pay money. Kaplan, thank you. Thank you. You have to pay money. You have to buy books that you know. That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't have no resources. But they have resources to buy the newest sneakers. When LeBron James releases sneakers, when Apple releases new iPhone, they have the money. They will line up for 34 hours. You see them on their little TikTok thing, doing selfies. You see them. So, but they dropped out of med school because they didn't have money to buy the books. They could have gone back. When they knock on the door and everywhere was full and everybody was telling them there's no way, they could have gone back. Do you know how many people have gone back? It's just too hard. It's too difficult. I can't make it. I'm too old. This is the one that upsets me the most. I can't stand it. He says, hey, Pastor, you just don't know. I'm just too old. Why is he say? I feel like slapping them. But I can't slap. You know I can't slap. I've been delivered from slapping. So I just speak in tongues. Pastor, I'm too old. You are too old. It's amazing to me. You know, sometimes you see people 40, 30, 35. Recently, I was on a college campus and I was, you know, doing something. And two of these students came out and I was with another student. They were just moving into that campus. And two of the students came and we were in the elevator together and we were talking. And when we finished, I said to them, you guys have a blessed school year. Oh, they said, and you too have a blessed. I said, yeah, take that. I said, take that. And we were all laughing. And when I went out, I was walking into my car and they were walking next to me. And I screamed, I yelled at them. I said, hey, by the way. I take that. So they said, sorry, you look like you could be a grad student or something. I said, yeah, I take that. I mean, this happened just a few days ago. I said, yeah, I take that. And then when I was getting into my car, I saw both of them walking by the sidewalk. I yelled to them. I said, hey, guys, by the way, I did grad school 40 years ago. They were screaming. They were, no, we can't believe it. Yes, I said, yes, it happened. Yes, that's exactly what happened. I can't stand it. You see them 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 70. I'm too old. You see them, they walk like people from the village in Africa. See, they turn 40, they grow big bellies. They can't, you know, they start acting old, you know. You tell them, move, it frustrates me to no end. You say, can you do that? They say, my back. Your back. Bring your back. Let me slap it. Maybe you will be healed. I can't stand it. They treat them like old people. What? Moses started a ministry at age 80. Age 80, Moses started a ministry. 80. Joshua, Caleb, age 85, he said, give me this mountain. It's in the Bible. Do these human beings have different, are they have two heads? No, they don't. Everything starts from faith. The Bible says Jesus saw that. Let's close right here. Jesus saw their confidence springing from their faith. He said, man, your sins. Jesus was so impressed by their faith in him. Jesus was so, if you ever want to impress God in life, be a man and a woman of faith. Be a believer. If you ever want to get God's attention, be a believer. Be an aggressive believer. Be one of those that believe when there's no reason to believe. Like Hannah, Hebrews 11, 11. The Bible says when she was old, Hebrews 11, 11. She was old, but when she was in her old, she received strength to bring forth. Put that up for me. Let's close out there. Hebrews 11. She was old. People called her an old woman. Everything had dried up. Ovaries had dried up. Uterus had dried up. The reproductive river was no longer flowing. There was no reason for her to believe. But the Bible says she received strength. Say because of faith. It was because of faith. It wasn't because she went to the gym. It's because of faith. Because of faith, Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God. God is all God, my friends. It's not the doctor, it's God. The doctor will do his part. The doctor will do her part. But after they do their part, then it's God. It has to be God. If it's not God, the doctor's part won't do it. She considered God, who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let's just create an atmosphere. Before we take communion, let's create an atmosphere of faith here. Let's create an atmosphere of faith. Say it with me, I can do all things through Christ. Say it wherever you are. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now begin, open your heart. Have a moment of communion with the Lord before we do communion together. Have a moment of communion with the Lord. Everything that God has for you, everything that God has promised you, the incredible promises, they will be established in your life only when you rise up in faith. Like those four lepers, only when you rise up, when you say, why sit we here until we die? Why sit we here until we die? Let's go do something. Let's go do something. And then your faith will begin to draw the attention of the supernatural. Your faith will begin to create open doors. Your faith will begin to create. Your faith in God. We call it your faith, but it was actually the faith of God. It was God who gave you that faith. You just took hold of it and you used it. And when you took hold of it and you used it, God said, good, let's do it. Let's do this. Let's do this. I don't know where you are in your journey today, but God, the Lord is giving you an opportunity again today to stretch in your faith. To stick your neck out on the word of God, on the promises that God has made, and to say, yes, Lord, I believe your word. I believe your every word. It is so. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I believe your word, it is so. I believe everything you have said. I believe everything you have said. I'm a believer, not a doubter. It is so. I take your promise. I take it. I believe it. I take it. I believe it for myself, for my family. I take it. I take it for our future, for the dreams you have given unto us. I take it. I take it, Lord. I take it. I take it. I take it. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult. Like Caleb said, give me this mountain. I take it. I take it. I'm not too old. I'm not too broke. I'm not too uneducated. I'm not too unconnected. I can do this with God on my side. Everything is possible. I can do it. Father, thank you so much for today. Bless your name, God, for your holy word that you spoke to us. Thank you for the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the supernatural release. Thank you for the supernatural release. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise. Father, as we come around the covenant table today, there is life here. There is life here. You put those words in our lips, God, from the beginning of this year to keep declaring it. Every time we read that confession, we declare it. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. My bloodline is redeemed forever. Every time we read that confession, you put those words on our lips to declare it. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. That's because of what Jesus did. Today, Father, as we release our faith and come around this communion table, I declare every plague is stopped in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plague is stopped. I declare every curse is broken. I declare every bloodline enters redemption in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare it. I declare it. I don't care if there are generations that are represented here. I don't care if they are not here. They're just connected to people that are here, whether in a distant way or whatever. I declare it. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. Bloodlines are redeemed forever in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Bless these elements and bless your people today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Children, before we take communion together, children, for every adult that is around a child, do me a favor, just before we take communion together, put your hands, God bless you, put your hands on those children and prophesy over them right now. Prophesy over the children right now. I want you to declare the counsel of Almighty God on the children. If there are children that are connected to us that are not here, we declare that every word that is spoken right here in this moment touches them supernaturally wherever they are. They are affected by these words that are spoken in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we speak life, the life of God over our children. We invoke the covenant of protection, the covenant of longevity in the name of Jesus, the covenant of healing, the covenant of well-being, the covenant of health. We invoke on every child in the name of Jesus, the covenant of protection. We invoke upon every child in the name of the Lord Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We break every evil plan of the enemy against them. We declare those plans will not prosper. I declare those plans you will not prosper. I declare those plans you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare those plans you will not prosper. You will not prosper. You will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare those plans you will not prosper. You will not prosper. You will not last. You will not last. You will not prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. I elevate our children, every child represented here. I elevate them in the spirit. I declare the hands of our God are upon them. I declare they are covered by the power and the hands of Almighty God in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Our children will be taught of the Lord. They'll be far from oppression. Hallelujah. They'll be established in righteousness, that no weapon that is formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment they condemn. This is their heritage. This is their heritage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.